Speaking as an army officer, I'm afraid to say that the RAF came good today. They sent a team along and done particularly well. But there were various competitions and lots of prizes dished out. And perhaps one of the most exciting ones was the falling plate competition at the end, which was very narrow between one of our officer training regiments, Northwest OTR, and Military Intelligence Battalion, 3rd MI from London. So that was a very tight competition.
And Captain Jim Russell of the Parachute Regiment, he came out very well. Lots and lots of medals won, a couple won as well.
Yes, it all got almost rather boring, but it's great to see him here. And he was representing the regular army. So really good to see some firers from the regular army here on a weekend. Culturally, weekends are sacrosanct in the regulars, but you know, in the spirit of integration, we had some firers from the regulars and it was great to see.
And as you said, it was a mix of both regular and reservists today here at the shoot. It must be great having them both shooting together.
I think it all helps. Any event, especially this kind of thing where you are compared on a par and you can't hide behind any mystique, you know, your score is your score. So, you know, the playing field was reasonably level. And it was great to see some rivalry happening. But it's also a great sign of what we're doing in the army at the minute, which is striving for greater integration between regular and reserve to increase and benefit capability.
And for someone who's thinking about joining the reserves, do you have any tip or advice for them?
I would say it would be great if you could go along to an Army Reserve Centre, because you'll see firsthand on a training night what they get up to, and you'll be received and briefed on what that particular unit does. But you know, in this age of technology, it's very easy to go onto the Army website and look at reserves units in your area, see what the different types of units do, and perhaps make a choice about what sort of type of the army you fancy going into. And the application is very easy as well now. It's all online, but also with mentoring from real people as well.
And of course, for those coming out of the regular army, another career option is to join the reservists.
Yes, I mean, the reserves are a secondary career. It might not pay for all of your expenses, but certainly those coming out, there is quite an attractive offer, which many regulars will have heard about, to encourage people to join the reserves after they leave the regular army. A lot of people I've met in my time, I've always been a reservist, have found that after a period of time, they do miss the green and they miss the camaraderie and come to join the reserves, perhaps when they're a little bit more settled in civilian life. But it does offer something else to keep your hand in and meet new mates, and it's a great opportunity. And there are some good incentives at the minute to go reserves after you leave the regular army. Well worth thinking about.